It is time to hit pause. There's a lot going on. Let's talk. Hello, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslima, big auntie, big khala, here to give advice to the beautiful sisters out there who have are in the middle of something. Most of what goes on here in the podcast is 95% of what you guys request to get advice about. And it's really, really based on a lot of things that, just like you, I've had to go through and wish somebody would have told me so I didn't make as many mistakes and get hurt as much. And this is really, really meant to be kind of, like they said, like that big auntie type advice, but obviously Islamically based, so you can navigate this modern day world while keeping your Islamic identity. There is a way to do it in between the two. So alhamdulillah, today we're going to be talking about a topic that I get asked about a lot. And I'm going to start it off by a story. There was a sister, and her name was I'm gonna keep her name private only because of the nature of the story. But she was the kind of sister that was going through a lot in her house. There was a lot of things that were really, really stressful for her. And, you know, when she went to university, she tried her best just, you know, do well in her studies and everything. But she was constantly distracted because of what was going on in her life. And she slowly kind of got it sucked into like a circle of sisters that used to go study at the library, and they used to go to the cafes and do whatever, you know. And alhamdulillah, I'm going to some study groups, and eventually she found herself kind of swept away into this new circle of friends and friendship. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think many of us do that, right? We get involved in something that has us distracted from our regular life that, you know, could feel less comfortable, and we start doing that. But unfortunately, what happens is sometimes we get into circles of people that they're on their own journey and they're trying to figure out their own selves. And it's really, really easy to get lost. And that's exactly what happened to her. And long story short, when she came to me, it was after that very innocent circle introduced her to another set of people and another. And eventually, lo and behold, she's there in a full-blown haram relationship. But it's really hard because that relationship is the thing that's giving her the love and attention and confidence she needs. It makes her feel good. And it's such a thing to be torn between, because, like, you know, you shouldn't be there doing that. But at the same time, you need that love. You need that confidence. So what I'm going to say is I'm going to speak right now to the women. Let's hit pause on that story. Just like we're going to hit pause on your life, hit pause on my life, because it's time to hit pause. And I want to talk about what we can do to make things different for you right now, immediately, and what it takes. Because at the end of the day, marriage, let's get real, it's more than just finding a life partner. It's about self-discovery and reflection before you marry someone. This stuff happening, oh, we're going to grow together, it's good. But there's got to be a level of self-understanding before you dive in to the big ocean that you're about to do. And let's take a pause right now and consider whether it's you or someone you know gearing up for this adventure of marriage. Here are some friendly tips to consider. You ready? The first one is it your own quest? Ask yourself if the idea of getting married is coming from you or it's being influenced by external pressures. It's about making sure it's your journey, not someone else's. My second tip for you is painting the picture. What's your ideal married life like? A lot of us think it's going to be like some type of a movie or a drama that we've seen or a series of Instagram posts. What is your marriage really going to look like on a day-to-day basis? And while you could say, oh, he's going to go home, he's going to do this. Okay, and then if that's the case, how are you setting yourself up to create that environment? A lot of time there's this disconnect between what we want to happen and how we get that to happen. it's certain questions and things you have to ask. For example, if I want my husband to love to travel with me, then, you know, am I really incorporating questions in my my sit down with him to make sure that that's clear? Confidence is key. And this is where that sister went wrong in the story. Feeling good about yourself is not just like a thing that's great to do, little self-care. No, it's crucial. Before taking this adventurous plunge, ask, am I confident and happy with myself? Because if not, I'm going to get sucked into a lot. A lot of you guys know we do teach that with women, and I'll tell you where. But this is inside of a free class that we have called How to Master Your Emotions. It's on our website. If you go to the classes section, www.mindful-muslima.com. And a lot of this idea that I'm talking about next here is compatibility. And a lot of you, when I ask one of the biggest questions you have, it's about compatibility and question asking. And if you don't already know, this is the very last week to get into the free workshop that is this Sunday, where I'm going to be giving away all of that. I mean, explaining the compatibility blueprint. Now, when you're inside there, I'm going to be talking about some things I haven't before, ever. And I want you to use that time as your time to get yourself ready. No one is going to come and save you. You have to make a decision to make time for yourself. And I know it's hard, like, to make time for myself. We know that, you know, like, you need the step by step. So we made it for you. So make sure that you make this time. I'll put the link below, but it's also in the bio. It is February 11th, 11 a.m., 4 p.m. GMT. Okay. But confidence is key, and you can't have compatibility with someone unless you've delved into yourself first. And we're going to go more into that inside the workshops. I want to do it on the podcast here. But there's some really key quick elements, and you'd be shocked to find what they are. It's not hard. But most of us are making it hard, right? Another thing I want you to think about are the parental influence. Think about the example your parents set for you for marriage. It's often a sneak peek into what you've grown up observing, right? They're marriage. And then you're gonna be like, oh, I don't want to be like that. I want to be like this. But most of us are not doing anything to change that. So here's another tip. If you want it to change, how are you doing that? Are you working on some type of healing? Are you working on learning how to talk differently? You know, like, don't just assume it's going to be this romantic situation. You're gonna find this great guy and you're just going to pick better. It's not just about that. It can be your internal work too. Again, we'll talk about it in the workshop. Beyond the honeymoon, have you considered life after the wedding stops, like the wedding party? I think a lot of women have this fantasy up until the dress and everything else. And it's really, really about how are you going to make sure the daily life, which is often where the problems are, ladies, it's not the wedding, it's not the vacations, it's the daily 24 hours. Think about the nitty-gritty details post-wedding. And let's do a quality check here. And I know... it's a little bit hard. Do you think you would make a great wife? I know we're looking for a great guy, but are you great wife material? Are you the amazing guy, the amazing wife some guy is looking for? To be fair, it's not about society standards. It's about the standards that are set by Allah Zajal. And if you can know those standards, you'll be a great wife. But if you don't know those standards, how would you possibly do that? It's just like common sense. We do the silliest things. This is why I want to talk about this stuff in the podcast, but also in the workshop. Lastly, motherhood. Ever thought about the qualities of a great mother? Oh, well, she's smiling, she's laughing, she's loving me. Okay, great. But it's really hard to do that when your children misbehave and they upset you and they throw things everywhere and they break things. You've seen your mom handle that all your life. Maybe you like the way she handles it, maybe you don't. What are you doing to do it differently? This is really key. Feel free to share these tips with anyone on the Marriage Quest. Share the podcast. We'd love to make sure that other sisters are keeping these in mind. The reason we're calling this one Time to Hit Pause is because I want you to consider these. As you're just going forward, pummeling forward, checking stuff out, like, are you taking a moment to check in with yourself? It's really, really important. Again, feel free to share them. And it's all about making informed and confident decisions. And don't forget to join us in the workshop. I'll see you there. Have an amazing week ahead. Let's make it be a reflective one. Your future does not have to be scary. It's all about the way you prepare and approach it. Somebody gonna have to live it together.